Shalom aleichem aboisai. Shalom from Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach. We're about to begin the seventh and last topic of Parshas Maaseh, the second part and the end of the story, which began in Parshas Pinchos with the Benois Tzlofchod by the Aliyah of Shvi, Perek Lamed Vov, Posuk Aleph. A quick recap of the first part of the story we saw above in Parshas Pinchos. There was a Yid by the name of Tzlofchod, Ben Chefer, Ben Gilod, Ben Mochir, Ben Menashe, Ben Yosef. And he died in the Midbar. Machlokes in Chazal, either he was the Mekoshesh Eitzim, or he was from the Ma'apilim. And he died without leaving any sons. He left five daughters. Machlo, Noyo, Choglo, Milko, and Tirzo. And they came in front of Moshe and Elozor, in front of the Nesim, and they said, our father died in the desert. True, he left no sons. But if there are no sons, then us daughters would like to yarshin. We would like to get his chelek in Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, and Hashem responds, indeed, they are 100% right, and they should get the nachala, the inheritance of their father, their portion of land in Eretz Yisrael. And this is where our story picks up. Vayikrevu roshei havois lemishpachas b'nei Gilad ben Machir ben Menashe mimishpachos b'nei Yosef vayidaberu lifnei Moshe v'lifnei anasiim roshei havois lifnei Yisrael. And the heads of the family, of Gilad, the son of Machir, the son of Menashe, from the families of Yosef, they came close and they spoke to Moshe and to the Nesim of the heads of the families of Bnei Yisrael. They have a problem. Vayoymeru es Adoni tzivo Adonoi lo seis es or es menachalo begirol b'nei Yisrael v'Adoni tzuvo v'Adonoi lo seis es nachalat tzlofchod ochinu b'nei sov. And he said, Hashem commanded Moshe, you my master, to give the land Eretz Yisrael as an inheritance with a lottery to the Bnei Yisrael. And Hashem commanded you to give the Nachal of Tzlofchod, our brother, to his daughters. And what's going to happen if these girls of Tzlofchod decide to marry out to another Shevet? And then what happens when they die? Their children, their sons, who are from the other Shevet, are going to yarshin this portion of land. And therefore their nachalo of these Bnoi Tzlofchod is going to be diminished, is going to be minused of the nachala of Shevet Menashe, and will now belong to the new Shevet, the Shevet they married into, that their son yarshent. And our nachala ends up getting less. Says Rashi, V'no Yisav al nachala zamat, Sharei b'no yursho. Her children yarshen her, V'aben misyach es al Shevet Ovi, the son goes after the father. Aye, what are you going to say? Yovel will solve the problem? Because when Yovel comes, all the fields go back to their original state. No, that's not true. Yovel will not solve this problem. Posuk Dalet. V'im yihyeh ha-yovel l'ivnei Yisrael v'noisefo nachaloson al nachalas ha-mateh asher tihiyen olohem u'minachalas mateh avoseinu yigora nachaloson. Yovel will not solve the problem. Yovel only returns fields that were sold, but a Yerusha is not a sale. And therefore, even if Yovel does come, their Nachalo continues belonging to the Nachalo of the Shevet that they belong to, that they married into. And therefore, Shevet Menashe's Nachalo will be diminished. Says Rashi, V'im Yihiyah Yovel. A strange Loshon. What does that mean? And if Yovel will be. Yovel is not a if. Yovel is a when. When Yovel comes. What's this if? Mikan hoyo Rabbi Yehuda imel osid a Yovel sheyifsoik. Rabbi Yehuda learns out from this pasuk that the Torah is predicting that will come a time that Yovel will no longer be applicable. Yovel is only applicable when we have all the Shvatim in Eretz Yisrael. And ever since the end of Bais Rishon, ever since Sancheirim Melech Ashur, took the Aseret HaShvotim into Golus, there is no Yovel. And that's what the Torah is hinting to over here when it says, Ve'im Yihya Yovel. It's important to note that Rashi, in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Beis, Posuk Yud Dalid, on the Posuk of Ve'im Takriv Minchas Bikurim Lashem, Rashi over there says that means not if you will bring Minchas Bikurim, referring to Korban HaOmer, rather, when you will bring that Korban HaOmer. Rashi brings an example for such an im, meaning when. He brings our Pasuk, the im Yehiya Yovel, as an example for an im, meaning not if, but when. So it seems that there are two pshotim in this im, either like Rashi says over here, that it's mikan that osita yovel sheyivsoik, therefore it's an if, and Rashi in Parshas Vayikra, that says that it means when. Says Rashi, this is not a sale that goes back to its original state, ban yovel. Inheritance doesn't go back, and therefore va'afilu yihya yovel loy tachzur anachal olashivto. The nachal will not go back to Shevet Menashe. V'nimtzo shenoisfo al nachal asamat ashal tihiyan olohem. It will be added to the Shevet that they married into. Posuk hey va'yetzav Moshe es bnei Yisrael al pi Adonai le'mor. Moshe commanded Bnei Israel based on what Hashem told him. True, Matei Yosef have a good taina, and therefore, Ze Adavor Asher Tzivo Adonai Livnoi Tzlavchod Leimor Latoiv Beineihem Tihieno Lenoshim Ach Lemishpachas Matei Avihem Tihieno Lenoshim. Says Moshe, this is what Hashem commanded to the daughters of Tzlofchod. They can marry anybody who they choose, but they have to marry somebody from Shevet Menashe. Posuk Zayin veloisi soiv nachal ol ivnei Yisrael mi matel mateki ish benachal az matel avisov yidbeku bnei Yisrael. In order that the Nachalois should not turn from one Shevet to another Shevet. Rather, every Shevet will, every man will stick to its Nachalo. Every Nachalo will stick to its Shevet. And that will be the solution to the problem. Lema'an Yirshu b'nei Yisrael ish nachalas avoisov. And this halacha is not only for b'nois Tzlofchod. Any girl in that generation that yarshin the nachala from her father because she had no brothers, she also has to marry somebody within the Shevet in order that the nachala should not go from one Shevet to another. In order that no nachalo, not only the nachalo of Menashe, but no nachalo of any shevet, should turn and switch from one shevet to another, rather every shevet should stick to its nachalo. It's important to note, Rashi told us above, in the first part of this story, in Benoit Slovchod and Parshas Pinchos, Perek Chov Zayin, Posuk Zayin, that this halacha, that when a daughter yarshins a nachalo, she may only marry somebody within the Shevet, was only a halacha said for that generation. The first generation of Boi Oretz, the Gemara Bava Basra, darshins it from the word Zeadovo in Posuk Vov, that only that generation had this halacha. Future generations, even if they inherit the nachalo from their father in Eretz Yisrael, they're allowed to marry another Shevet, and indeed, that portion of land now belongs to the other Shevet. What would be the logic to be mechalek? L'chayra, this svara of lo yisisoiv nachalo mimate lemate should apply for generations to come. I don't know. It could be the first generation we're dealing with large amounts of land. A whole chunk of land is now going to go to another Shevet. Says the Torah, we don't want that to happen. But in future generations, as more and more people are born and the land is divided into smaller and smaller parts, that the Torah is less makpidon. Maybe. פוסוק יוד, כאשר ציבו אדוינו יש מוישה, כי נוסו בנו יצלוף חוד. And it's exactly, as Hashem commanded Moshe, that's exactly what the daughters of Tzlof Chod did. Ignore the mafter in the pshat. ותהיינו מחלו סרצו, וחגלו ומלכו ונאו בנו יצלוף חוד, לבני דוידיהן לנושים. And machlo, tirzo, choglo, milko, and noyo, the daughters of Tzlofchod, indeed, they married their cousins, and they were wives to their cousins. Mimishpechois, b'nei menashev and Yosef, o yule noshim, v'atihi nachaloson al matei mishpachas avihen. They married from the families of the children of Menashev and Yosef. And therefore, even when they ended up dying, their nachalo stayed within the shevet. Says Rashi, machlo tirzo. Rashi notices that the order that the daughters are listed over here and in Pinchas are different. Over here in Masei, it's machlo tirzo, choglo, milko, and noyo. And above in Parshas Pinchas, it's machlo, noyo, choglo, milko, and tirzo. Why does the Torah switch the order? And for Rashi, kan, in our Parsha Parshas Masei, Menon lifigduloson zumizu bishonim. They're listed in the order of their birth. And how does Rashi know that? Because v'nisu keseda toldoison. They got married. They probably got married in the order of birth. Older one gets married first, and next the second, and next the third. Uvechol ha'mikra elsewhere in Parshas Pinchas, twice, and in Sefer Yehoshua, there menon lifichochmoson. It lists them according to their wisdom. And why does the Torah choose to list it over here according to their order of their birth, and over there according to the order of their wisdom? Umagid sheshkulois zukazu. What the Torah is telling us, that they were equal in their tzidkus, they were equal tzidkonios. Posuk Yud Gimel, Eile HaMitzvois VaMishpotim, Asher Tzivo Adonai B'yad Moshe. El bnei Yisrael le'be'arvois mo'ov al yarden yirechoi chazak chazak v'nis chazek. And these are the mitzvot and the mishpotim that Hashem commanded Moshe to tell bnei Yisrael while they were in Arvois mo'ov. We've been here since the end of Parshas Chukas, which is Al Yarden Yerichoi, next to the Yarden River, right across the city of Yerichoi in Eretz Yisrael. Mazel Tov, and a Yosha Koyach for this huge accomplishment, finishing Sefer Bamidbar, Chumash Rashi, King Tizku, Lehaschil, Sforim Acherim, Ule Saimom, Velachzer Aleim, Velodas Oysom Al Buryo. Good Shabbos.